Hello,
My name is Mark Stubbles from anxietyhypnotherapist.org. Back with another Q&A with more questions from my Facebook group. If you'd like to join my Facebook group, see the link in the comments below. Again, with today's questions, I have them in front of me here, so I'm going to be looking down as we go through this video. Excuse that. So question number one, how can I learn to trust others? And then in brackets, it says to be myself around them. And so my answer to this question is that being able to trust others is going to stem from your relationship with yourself and your ability to trust yourself. If you trust yourself and your own judgment, your own opinions, your own instincts, you're not going to worry about trusting others. You're going to know that if someone lets you down, if someone breaks your trust, you can recover from that. You don't, you know, it's not going to be a catastrophic event if so that you trust someone and they let you down. So my further on the answer on this is also with regards to feeling like you can't be yourself around people. Again, this is going to come from not feeling good enough. This is going to come from feeling like there's something wrong with you. You know, when, as I talk about in other videos, as I talk about in my workshops, when a child grows up in a dysfunctional environment, it creates toxic shame. It makes them feel like there's something wrong with them, like they're faulty in some way. And so they develop these worries about not being accepted by people, not being liked by people. So they become codependent, they become people pleasers, they have to look outside of themselves to feel okay, look outside of themselves for validation and reassurance. And they, you know, put other people's needs before their own. They're afraid to say no to things in the fear that people will abandon them. So the key to overcoming trust issues, the key to overcoming the fear that other people won't like you, other people won't reject you, is inner child healing. Making yourself feel safe, feel secure, making yourself feel good enough, releasing that toxic shame and that abuse and stuff that you would have internalized as a child. And as I talk about on my workshops, any form of dysfunction can cause a child to create toxic shame. The child internalizes everything. They think everything's about them. Until about the age of three, they have no boundaries. So even if you're growing up in an environment where there's a lot of arguing, you're going to internalize that. You're going to think it means there's something wrong with you. And, you know, a child needs good enough parents. If we don't have good enough parents, again, that's going to cause us to feel insecure in who we are. So an add-on to that question would be about boundaries and what are your boundaries like? Maybe, you know, if you have weak boundaries or boundaries that are too porous, you're going to be, trust is going to be an issue for you because you're going to be allowing people into your life and allowing people into situations which could be very damaging for you. So you need to look at your boundaries and think about maybe you're trusting people too soon, or maybe you're allowing people access to things that could be damaging for you too soon. So that's the answer to that question. This is a really excellent question. I could talk about it for ages. So I will be planning to do a more in-depth video answering that question soon. Second question. What are some tips when confronted with a PTSD moment? So by PTSD moment, I presume you mean a flashback. On my YouTube channel, you can find some, my most popular videos are PTSD hypnosis videos. And these are very beneficial. You'll see that, you know, as I said, they're my most popular videos. When a person experiences a traumatic event, they need to remember that event. If you're walking through a jungle, you hear a rumble in the bushes and you go and have a look and there's a big tiger there, you need to remember next time you're walking through the jungle not to go and have a look when you hear that rumble in the bushes. So those traumatic events are stored in the amygdala, and the amygdala can react to situations and stimuli much quicker than the thinking part of your brain can. All of the information that your senses are taking in are going through that amygdala first. So those traumatic memories are stored in the amygdala and the amygdaloid complex. The hypnosis recordings that I have on my channel and the hypnosis techniques that I use mean that a person can desensitize traumatic memories without having to relive the trauma. So first tip to overcoming those PTSD moments would be to have a look at those videos. I'll see if I can post a link to one of those videos below. You can also have a regular relaxation technique. The more you relax, the easier it becomes to relax. Again, when a person experiences trauma, that emotional part of the brain increases in size. A regular relaxation practice is going to allow you to start to shrink that emotional part of the brain to make you less likely to be triggered, to make you be able to have better emotional regulation, more calm in your life. So, and in other videos on this channel, you can find me showing breathing techniques such as box breathing, 7-11 breathing. You can also find me showing EFT, which stands for emotional freedom techniques. So have a look at the other videos on this YouTube channel. Next question. Is medication always needed? So my answer to this question, firstly, I'm going to say you should see a doctor if you want to discuss your specific medication requirements. And I'm going to add, there are certainly times when medication is very needed. There are certainly cases and people that really need medication. But in my opinion and in my experience, most people don't need medication to overcome trauma. Successful healing, particularly with inner child issues and complex PTSD issues, successful healing is gonna involve reconnecting with your emotions and feeling your emotions. Most people who take medications such as antidepressants complain that it numbs their emotions, that it makes it difficult for them to feel. And if you can't feel those emotions, you're not going to be able to reconnect with them. All emotions serve a purpose. No emotion is good or bad, it just is. It's when we try and fight against those emotions that it creates a problem. And so, again, as children, we become shamed out of our emotions. When we become shamed out of our emotions, we learn that feeling anxious is bad, that depressed feelings are bad, that it means there's something wrong with us if we're receiving it, if we're feeling emotions, and this causes us to try and fight against them. What resists persists. So the more you try and fight against an emotion, the stronger it's going to become. So for this reason, I would say that most people feel that medication is detrimental to their healing. Some people may want to use medication and some kind of therapy at the same time. But to heal successfully, you need to get in touch with your emotions. And it also goes back to the inner child. A reliance on medication is, you know, it's a form of codependency. It's a case of looking outside of yourself to feel okay. It's about having an external locus of control, of, you know, thinking that you need other things to make you okay, to enable you to cope with the world. And I think that anyone would agree that long-term medication use and a reliance on medication is not a good thing. So that's my answer to that question. The next question, would meditation help me? So most people find meditation helpful. One of the reasons meditation is helpful is because it can be very relaxing. Focusing on the breath can be very relaxing. As I said previously, the more you relax, the easier it becomes to relax. Meditation can also, it can help you to realize that you're not your thoughts and you're not your feelings. And again, as I said previously, that's going to stop you from trying to fight against those thoughts and feelings. What resists persists. So you don't want to try and fight against those things. You want to accept them. You want to let them be. So meditation can really help with that. It can help you come more into the present moment, to live more in the now. Final question. Should I confront someone that hurt me, and in brackets, childhood PTSD? It's going to depend on your definition of confront. Do you have a loving, trusting relationship with the person that hurt you? If you have a good relationship with them, you know, you can discuss things from the past. You can say, you did this, it's not acceptable, really hurt me. And, you know, they may apologize for that. You may be able to discuss that. They may say, I had all these things going on in my life. You can get some understanding of what they had going on for them. Everyone is doing the best they can with what they have. And by discussing that with people, you can start to see that, you can start to appreciate that, and that can help with letting go of things that have happened in the past. Not forgiving As in saying it's okay, we'll kiss and make up, but letting it go so it stops affecting you, so you stop feeling angry about it, is very important. But, and this is what I would consider a confrontation, would be saying to someone, you know, confronting someone about things that you don't have a good relationship with, that's going to be a no, because that's going to lead to gaslighting. They're going to deny it happened. They're going to say they don't know what you're talking about, or you don't know what you're talking about, that you're overreacting, that it wasn't that big a deal, blah, blah, blah. And that is going to probably cause you to feel more angry. That's probably going to cause you to become more unhappy about what happened, and it's not going to serve you in the long term. What would you hope to get from the confrontation? Hypnosis can really help you to give yourself what you want to get from the situation. Using hypnosis, you can imagine yourself going back and rescuing that younger version of you, or comforting that younger version of you. If you want to talk about that, find out more about that, you can book a call with me via my website, the link to which you will find in the comments below this video. So that's the end of today's Q&A video. More Q&A videos will be coming. Lots of great questions in my Facebook group. If you want to join my Facebook group, see the comments below. Click the link. Sign up there. Ask me your questions, and I will answer them in a Q&A video just like this.